How challenging is it for you knowing that each town or city that you go to where you're conducting a rally, it's like the audiences can be so different. The backgrounds can be so varied with it. Do you have to change your messaging or just stick to what you're doing and hope there's acceptance?
Yeah, it's a great question. The message is pretty much the same. I just use different examples, from the local economy, local challenges. But the key message is the same. And of course, each town is different, each city is different, each village is different, different distribution of nationalities and religion. Different distribution of membership in various political organizations. But in the end, they are people. And sometimes the difference is really how long does it take for them to really open up and start receiving information. Because in the beginning, it's sort of curiosity, and they come with the predefined notions, and then somewhere in the middle of it, they suddenly say, wow, this is different. And you see that the gestures change, the body language changes, the eyes widen up, they smile a little bit more, they start nodding. And toward the end, you know that there was a shift in attitude. And you see exactly that how many of them will become activists. They talk differently, they come to take pictures, they exchange information, they offer help. And usually about 20% of the people go home as new activists, so it's fine.
In light of the response you get in some of these places where you were talking about, the light bulb starts to go off a little bit for some of these people that you've never spoken to before, and the short election campaign cycle, I know there's positives about it, but when you get those types of reactions, do you wish you had a little more time to emphasize your message?
I wish I had more opportunities to speak to those people. Usually those rallies or town hall meetings were about 2 hours long. And at a certain point, you know that they have to go home, and you know that anything too long, people will forget this excitement. So I try not to go over 2 hours, even though I could talk a little bit more. Because there's also another half an hour of conversations with individuals who want to take a picture, but also tell me something that they didn't want to say in front of everybody, but also sometimes it is the people who would like to tell me their own position about things.
Is there any way of gauging other than your team being there as to what the reception is, or do you just really have to be there?
Yeah, well, the way we measure the reaction is through social media.
Okay.
Because we announce every event, and so we announce the debate. And then we look at how many people view, how many share, how many like. And just the fact that the other three got scared and didn't show up was played in national media big time. And so it went into our favors because we call them cowards and stuff like that. So it gave us a lot of press. The other one is there were very few negative. Even the one that's, I don't know, so our followers in large numbers sent greeting messages, how wonderful it was. New likes came in, new people requesting the friendship came in, so we can gauge that, oh, these are new followers. A lot of people shared it, and it was even more than usually. So it means it was well received. I did not go to other places to see what they were saying about the other two candidates, but people on my team visited these national media portals and so on, electronic presence of national media and portals, where there was really not a huge backlash, mostly it was about those who didn't show up. And in many, it was expressed an opinion that sort of I was the one who won, but that those three who didn't show up were afraid of me, not the other two. So overall, it was just that that's the only way to for us to measure, understand what it is that social media say, meaning people in comments to information posted about the event or the video of the event itself.